Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. On this first Sunday of Lent, we hear the very first words that Jesus Christ speaks in St. Mark's Gospel. They were the words that were spoken over each and every one of us on Ash Wednesday as you received the ashes. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. These words spoken by Jesus are a great announcement, a great revelation, a beautiful word spoken not just in Galilee thousands of years ago or over each one of us on Ash Wednesday, but they were words that were spoken into and for a world in such great need. They're words that point to something. They point to the whole plan of salvation, to God's kingship, to his glory. So much more than ashes or our fasting, our prayer, our almsgiving, so much more than purple. This season of Lent begins with these sacred words, repent, believe in the gospel. We hear these words on this first Sunday of Lent, and the scripture takes us back, not just to the first words of Christ, but in some ways to the first words of Revelation. We find ourselves back in the book of Genesis. We see in the first reading the story of Noah, God establishing a covenant. And it's here in Genesis that we find that word for the first time. Now, many of us, when we think of the word covenant, we think of church, we think of God, we think of religion. Many churches are named after the covenant. But the covenant in Scripture was very significant. In fact, it's what made the Jews God's people. You and I are familiar with the word contract. A contract is an exchange of goods. It's an agreement. I agree that the fella plows my driveway for X amount of money and I get a plowed driveway, an exchange of goods. But covenant is different. It's an exchange not of mere goods, but of life. It's an exchange of persons. And so we recognize marriage to be a covenant. An exchange of life, a coming together, a sharing of oneself. It's interesting to note that in the whole of the Gospels, Jesus Christ only used the word covenant one time, which is rather startling. Covenant was a big deal for the Jews. And while Jesus celebrated the covenant, he only used the word in the scriptures once. And it was at that Last Supper, the last night of his life, when he took that fourth cup of the Passover meal, the cup of blessing, and he said, "Take this, all of you, for this is the cup of the new covenant, the cup of my blood, an exchange of life. An exchange of persons." And so today, as we begin Lent, that covenant is evoked as we hear the story of Noah, of God not separating the waters from the land, but using the waters to purify, to cleanse, to heal the land. It's interesting in Mark's Gospel today, it's the shortest of the temptation account in the desert. Most years we hear the three temptations, we hear the voice of Satan. But today, the image of Jesus out in the wilderness is pretty simple. Jesus among the beasts, the wild beasts, a new Adam, if you will, amidst creation. But unlike the first Adam who was disobedient, Jesus shows himself to be faithful, to be obedient, even when tempted, even unto death. My friends, the mission of Jesus is on clear display on this first Sunday. His covenant love and what Lent is all about, an exchange of God's life in us and for us. As we begin the season of Lent, it's good to orient ourselves to the true character of Lent. Christmas was the great celebration of God with us, and now this season of Lent is all about us being more and more with God. And so, just a short word that I leave you with, and that I would encourage you with in this season. Fat. This Lent, be fat. You know, sometimes during Lent, we kind of shrivel up a bit. We fast, we pray, we do good works. There's a lot that we don't do. And I wonder to myself if going the other way might be more valuable. We celebrate Fat Tuesday, and then on Ash Wednesday, we fast. But I wonder if being fat in Lent is really the way to go. And what I mean by that is to be faithful, to be available, to be teachable. Faithful. Jesus Christ is faithful. And it's his fidelity that can spur us on. For us, it's hard to be faithful. We make Lenten promises and they're broken. We have the best of intentions and they fall flat. My friends, acknowledge the faithfulness of God and desire such fidelity. Availability. That's another tough one. You know, last week we gave out those cards of the 1% challenge, the 1% of your day to be spent in prayer. And that sounds like nothing, but really it's 14 minutes and 24 seconds. And perhaps if we're honest, that's a lot. To be available to God. In our busy world, the lack of availability is a real problem. Lord, help me to be available to you. Your way, not my way, be done. And finally, teachable. There is always more to learn. We have never celebrated Lent of 2024 before. There is something new that God wants to show and to teach. There's something more for us to be part of and to allow and to welcome. And to be teachable, to desire to learn, to be on the lookout for the lessons of God in Lent. My friends, this makes for a good Lent. God's will be done. And so be fat, faithful, available, teachable. You know, long ago, Augustine, St. Augustine said, the God who created us without us will not save us without us. Through our fidelity, through our availability, through our teachability, may the work of God continue in us, and may we allow God's saving work to be done. God be with you.